The latest big news coming in now from West Asia. The U.S. believes that Iran is preparing for a ballistic missile attack against Israel, which could be imminent at any time. This all comes at a stage when Israel has launched its ground invasion of Lebanon. It's called a limited incursion, but the crisis in West Asia is now spiraling potentially out of control. We'll be looking at that, but here's the big alert. This, you know, one among many which has been sounded. This, in fact, from the Israeli spokesperson who said that had Israel not gone in for their limited incursion, there could well be another Hezbollah plan which was worse than the October 7th attack on Israel last year.
Hezbollah has openly declared that it plans to carry out its own October 7th massacre on Israel's northern border, but on an even larger scale. They call this plan Conquer the Galilee. For years, Hezbollah has been planning to do in northern Israel what Hamas did in southern Israel on October 7th. Invade Israel, infiltrate civilian communities, and massacre innocent civilians. To make sure that Hezbollah can never carry out such an attack, and in order to enable all 60,000 Israelis to safely return back to their homes in northern Israel, the IDF is taking action. Hezbollah planned to launch their October 7th attack from villages across southern Lebanon, where they have been building up their arms, capabilities and forces for the last two decades.
Well, joining us now, Ainat Wilf, a former Israeli MP and an author. I'm also joined by Sarbaz Ruhollah Rezvi, a journalist in Beirut. Thank you both very much for being with us. Ainat Wilf, we are told that there are, in fact, alarms now, sirens, I should say, in parts of Israel, and that there's a real concern of an imminent attack by Iran. Is that what you're hearing as well?
Yes, we have the same sources. There is an official call now. I live in Tel Aviv, asking that all of us remain at home, which is where I am, close to our safe rooms. And there is right now a warning of an imminent attack. We don't know any more than that.
Were there sirens which were sounding in the last half an hour or so? Because that's what I was led to believe.
Not yet here. There was an earlier siren here in Tel Aviv earlier this morning, but not yet for this evening.
When something like this happens and an alert is sent out of an imminent attack, what are you asked to do?
Basically, stay home or anywhere that is close to what is called a safe space. And that's what we're all doing. We're basically just sitting and waiting and monitoring the news.
If there is a ballistic missile attack from Iran, it's a worst-case scenario because Israel quite clearly will retaliate. Is there a real sense that this could be spiraling out of control beyond Lebanon, which is just a developing scenario even now?
First of all, we will do everything to try to stop the missile before it gets here. But beyond that, yes, this is in many ways a conflict, a war that has been brewing for a while, for at least two decades now. In many ways, we've allowed, and I think in that sense we have been delinquent, we have allowed Iran, the Palestinians, and Hezbollah, the Shiites in Lebanon, to build entire weaponized landscapes on our borders. We allowed it to happen to really build extraordinary capabilities in order to attack us. The Palestinians carried out their attack on October 7th, nearly a year ago, from our Gaza border. Hezbollah has been planning that, and hopefully we've been able to forestall that. And we know that Iran has been funding and supporting all this. I will say that if we look at the last century, the prognosis is not good for the Ayatollah regime. In the last century, any country that decided to place its sponsorship behind the Palestinians, especially their most extreme ideology of no Jewish state between the river and the sea, whether it was the Nazis and then the Pan-Arabists and later the Soviets, we have found that all those ideologies and countries were defeated in either cold or hot wars and ultimately found themselves in the dustbin of history.
But I must...
I
must ask you, you know, now that you make this point, I was intrigued by a statement made by Prime Minister Netanyahu yesterday when he reached out to people in Iran saying that, you know, we aren't against the people of Iran, Israel isn't, but, you know, I mean, this is being propagated by your regime. In that statement, he also seemed to suggest that freedom would come to Iran sooner than most people realized. To me, it sounded like he was almost suggesting regime change. Is that overreading his statement?
No, it's not. This war only ends with the Ayatollah regime in Iran gone. Just like the Cold War ended with the Soviet Union gone and World War II ended with the Nazi Germany's defeated. That's the only way wars against total annihilationist ideologies end, with complete defeat and the toppling of the regime with the extremist ideologies and the liberation of the people, like it happened in Germany and in Japan, that they were able to pursue a course of peace for the world. And that's what we hope for the people of Iran, that they will hopefully be liberated from this very oppressive regime that has brought nothing but destruction to the world and pursue a course of peace, including with Israel.
Sarbaz Rahullah Rezvi, you are in Beirut right now. There is an Israeli incursion taking place. There's very little information on what's happening on the ground. What can you share with us?
Yeah, first of all, regarding the last night's news of ground operations of Israelis, you should know that based on the official statements of the Lebanese army and the UNIFIL army in Lebanon, the first wave of the ground aggression of the Israelis has been repelled by the Hezbollah fighters in South Lebanon. So based on the current situation and based on my latest updates from the sources I said, there is no presence of the Israeli occupation forces in southern Lebanon. That's the first point. Secondly, Dahiyeh just behind me, you can see it. This afternoon, we had another round of attacks. I think, if I'm not wrong, two rounds of attacks on Zahia. Two places were targeted, most possibly another target killing by the Israeli warplanes that has taken place here. Regarding the humanitarian part of this story, almost 1 million Lebanese have been displaced from south, from east, from south Lebanon, from south Beirut to different places. Because the situation here during last week, specifically in Dahiyeh, in southern suburbs of Beirut, has been very strict. So many people are now living in hotels, in schools, in public halls. Now they're sitting there. The humanitarian situation is not, good. And everyone's looking forward for the news of the war.
The message from Prime Minister Netanyahu to people in Lebanon is that we aren't against people in Lebanon at all. It's not about the Lebanese people. It's about Hezbollah.
This has been discussed here also. This is what Netanyahu said about the people of Lebanon. This is what Netanyahu said today about the people of Iran. But this is what the people here are telling, that this is the same words that Netanyahu said about the people of Gaza.
Does that statement resonate with people on the ground?
But Netanyahu's operation and Israel's operation in Gaza has killed 50,000 people. 50,000 people have been killed, almost 20,000 civilians. So the same words were said at that time, that we are not against the people of Palestine, we are not against the people of Gaza. But as a reality, as a matter of fact, on ground, Israeli aggression has killed civilians indiscriminately, and it's actually a policy of collective punishment. This is what Israel has done in Lebanon as well, even during the Patriot attacks. So many civilians were killed, so many staffs of the medical crew, so many staffs of the emergency, hospitals, they were also killed. And the, pagers detonated in the streets, in the supermarkets, in the cars, you know. So no one is accepting these words from Netanyahu here.
Okay. Just some breaking news coming in the last minute or so. The Indian Embassy in Tel Aviv has issued an advisory as well. Let's have that up on our screen. I'm not able to read that. It's just a bit small for me. In view of the prevailing situation in the region, all Indian nationals in Israel are advised to stay vigilant and adhere to the safety protocols as advised by local authorities. Please exercise caution, avoid unnecessary travel within the country, and stay close to safety shelters. The embassy is closely monitoring the situation and remains in regular touch with Israeli authorities to ensure the safety of all our nationals in case of any emergency. Please contact the 24/7 helpline of the embassy. There are some numbers over there for those watching and in Israel at this stage. You can log on to Twitter, the Indian embassy, get those numbers. We'll try and flash those numbers out. But this is just breaking news coming in right now. A final word to both of you, 1 minute each. Ainat, what is the way forward right now in terms of bringing an end to the violence, both all sides over here, completely on different grounds? So pragmatically, what can be done?
The vision ultimately, of course, is one of peace. Israel has no territorial dispute with Lebanon. Israel has no territorial dispute with the people of Gaza. We are more than happy to live side by side. The day that they decide that their priorities are to care for their countries, their people, more than to use all their significant capabilities to try to destroy Israel, is the day that we have peace. Like in the case of Nazi Germany, like in the case of Imperial Japan, the problem is an extremist annihilationist ideology. The day that this ideology is defeated is the day that we can finally have a path to peace.
Sarbaz, in your mind, what is the immediate path to peace?
Yeah, Israel has dispute with the people of Palestine because Israel has occupied the Palestinian lands. Israel has dispute with the people of Lebanon because Israel has occupied the land of Lebanon. Israel has dispute with the people of Syria because Israel has occupied the lands of Syrian people. So all the problems end to the occupation. And the occupation, for sure, peace is a solution. But for peace, we need an end to the occupation. Peace and keeping the occupation, meanwhile, is impossible. You have to end the occupation, and for sure, peace in Gaza will result to the peace in northern borders, in occupied lands of Palestine as well.
Well, sad words from both of you, but the situation extremely tense. No road to peace at the moment. It just seems that the war is spiraling out of control. There is an imminent threat of a ballistic missile attack from Iran to Israel. People getting into their shelters. The government of India has issued an advisory for Indian nationals. There is an Israeli incursion which is taking place in northern from northern Israel to southern Lebanon as well. It is all up in the air at this stage. Let's hope the loss of life is limited. I'd like to thank you both very much for being with us and participating in a sensible conversation. Thank you very much indeed. We'll take a short break. There's more coming up.